Well, hello there. I don't know what time of day it is where you are, but I just wanted to share some encouraging words with you tonight. This is Minister Vanessa Williams with His Abounding Grace broadcast. When Christians Speak Talk Radio. When Christians Speak Talk Radio. First of all, thanking God for our host and our founder, Reverend Ray Rose. Give honor to God for allowing him to use this tool to reach the world for Christ. Tonight's message is where I want to encourage you. It's just titled, Even Now, Trust in the Lord. Even now, trust in the Lord. And our main text will come out of Proverbs, the third chapter. So why don't we go to God in prayer? Heavenly Father, we come to you right now, Lord God. Thanking you, Father, for your grace and for your mercy. Thanking you, Father, because of who you are. Thanking you, Lord God, because you've done so many things for us, Lord God. We are so grateful. We thank you, Father, for being awesome, God. We praise your name, Lord God, because in the midst of everything that's going on, Father, you are still with us. You've never left us and you've never forsaken us, Lord God. And we just thank you, Lord God, that in the midst of everything that's going on, we can still have that joy deep down on the inside because we're trusting and believing, Lord God, that you, Lord God, are still in control. And Lord, I ask right now, Father, that as your word goes out, as you promise in your word, when it goes out, it will never return unto you void, but we go out and accomplish that which you have purposed for it to accomplish. So now I give you honor, glory, and praise, Father, and ask that you open up the hearts and minds of your people, Father, so they will be sensitive to your word, Lord God, so that this word would encourage them, Lord God, so that they can go out and encourage somebody else, that in the midst of everything that's going on, Lord God, that we know you are still in control, Father, and Lord, we can still praise you, Lord God, we can still worship you, Lord God, even now, Lord God, we should trust you even more. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. Amen. Okay, amen. Well, even now, trust in the Lord. Proverbs 3rd chapter, 5th and 6th verse says in the King James Version, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. The 6th verse says, in all of your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. The NIV version says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. And he will make your paths straight. So, should situations dictate as to when we would praise God? Should situations dictate to us when we should worship God? Should situations dictate to us when we should thank God? Should situations dictate how we trust him? Perhaps you're saying to yourself, how can I trust a God who allows such and such? How can I totally trust God when in the midst of this awful pandemic, people are hurting? So many people are ill and so many people are dying. And God says, trust me still, even now. Well, how can I trust him when it really doesn't make sense to? I'm standing here, Lord, and the earth all around me seems shaky. My feet feel as if they are in quicksand. The winds are so kind, the winds are fierce, and Lord, I just don't know what to do. With this pandemic that's going on in the land, there is discourse in the land, and Lord, you're telling me to trust you still? And he replies, yes, my child. But God, here I am, you may be saying to yourself. I'm laid off because of this pandemic. It's the end of the month and all my bills are due. When I add up my dollars, they just don't add up. Oh, Lord, I open up my refrigerator and it's empty. I look into the pantry and the shelves are almost bare. And yet, you tell me to set the table, Lord. You tell me to trust you even now. And he replies, yes, my child, trust me even now. Perhaps it's a Friday afternoon when my husband just showed up at my job to tell me that he was just laid off. We have two little ones, and oh Lord, what are we going to do? And he replies, just trust me, my child. Trust me even now. Father, I'm laid up in this hospital room. It's been days, and yet the doctors don't seem to have a good report. Lord, please help my unbelief. And he says, trust me now, my child. Just trust me. Lord, I'm sitting here trying to figure all this stuff out. How did I get to this place? Why am I struggling so? How did I make a mess out of my life? At this stage in my life, I thought I'd be somewhere else doing much better. How, God, did I get to this state? And how do I turn things around? How do I make a way out of no way? And you tell me to trust you with all my heart and lean not into your own understanding. You telling me that I'm not the one to make a way, but you are. Lord, here I am. And my husband says he's tired of me. My wife says she wants a divorce. Oh, God, help me. What am I going to do? And the Lord says, trust me still, even now, even in the midst of your situation, even in the midst of everything that's going on, trust me. But Lord, you may say to yourself, this just doesn't make sense. Lord, you're asking me to trust you when the waters are troubled? Lord, which direction do I turn? I turn to the left and it appears all hope is gone. I turn to the right and God, my friends can't even help me. Lord, here I am stuck in this house during this pandemic, trying to do what's right. I'm lonely, Lord God. I'm tired, Lord God. I need a breakthrough, God. Oh, Lord, I just can't see my way clear. I'm tired. I'm lonely, Lord. My strength seems almost gone, and yet you tell me not to fear. You tell me to trust you. Lord God, I know your word, it says in 2 Timothy 1:7, that you have not given me the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. But my mind just can't wrap around that right now, Lord God. Lord, I need your help right now, Father. Even now, my child, I need you to trust in me. But Lord, I believe I heard somebody say that you are my refuge and my strength, that you are a very present help in times of trouble. Well, Lord, I sure do need you now. Lord, it seems like blessings are passing me by. It seems like everyone else is being remembered and are thriving. But what about me, God? Let me ask you something, my brother and my sister. Do you sometimes feel like Dorothy in the fictional story of the Wizard of Oz when she and her friends finally get to the end of the Yellow Brick Road and they come face to face with the wizard? The lion gets a new heart. The scarecrow gets some backbone. And the Tin Man, well, he never rusts again, or so the story is told. And you are left wondering, like Dorothy was, well, what about me? So you ask the question, is there anything in that bag for me? I want to go home. I want to go home, as Dorothy would say. Well, instead of singing, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me, get yourself a new song. Say, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, I thank you, God, that you are doing it with me. You are not leaving me out, Father. And I'm here to encourage somebody tonight. I'm here to encourage you that even now, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. See, he didn't tell you you were going to understand it all, but he said to trust him. That's called trusting God in troubling waters. Sure, there are going to be some times when it appears people all around you are getting blessed and you are left wondering and waiting. And I say to you, I remind you what God says, trust him even now in troubling waters. This reminds me of the passage of scripture in John, the 5th chapter, when a certain man probably thought the same thing. Here he was lying in wait, waiting for the waters to be troubled, yet he had no one to help him. Hundreds of people came by, but no one came to his assistance. No one came to encourage him. No, not one. So in John 5, the 5th verse says, after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time in the season and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatever disease he had. And a certain man was there, the 5th verse says, which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been there now a long time in that case, Jesus says to him, wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, sir, I have no one when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus says unto him, Rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately, the scripture says, the man was made whole, took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. A pool near the sheep marketplace. While a certain man was very ill and waiting for his breakthrough, people all around him were going about their business. There is the sheep market where people are buying and selling, going about their daily lives. And the Bible lets us know that the sheep market had five porches. Well, this tells me that there was indeed a lot of business going on around this sick man. And yet, nobody stopped to put him to the pool. Well, the Bible says that he had been sick for 38 years. And during this season, he made his way to this pool. Can you hear him singing? Lord, while you are passing out blessings, don't forget about me. I can imagine he must have had some faith, for he kept on coming year after year. In spite of what people might have thought about him, in spite of how ill he was, he kept coming. In spite of how long he'd been sick, he never gave up. He kept coming, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season in the pool, the fourth verse said, and this angel troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. You know, I thank God in this day and time. I thank God that Jesus Christ died on the cross for me and was resurrected with all power. So now I don't have to wait for a certain season to be blessed. I don't have to wait for a certain season to be healed. I don't have to wait for a certain season for my breakthrough to come. So when Jesus saw him lie there and knew that he had been there for a long time, Jesus asked him, what do you want? And the man says, sir, I have no one to put me in the water. Everybody steps over me. I thank God that Jesus died on the cross for me. What about you? And was resurrected with all power in his hand. So I don't need to depend on man for my blessings. I don't need to wait for anyone to put me into a pool. I don't need to be second to anyone or worry about people stepping over me. For now I can come boldly to the throne of God. Even now, I encourage you, my friend, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Yes, especially during troubling waters. I thank God that Jesus died on the cross for me and was resurrected with all power in his hand. So now I know that he's not a respected person, that he loves me in spite of myself. Yes, Lord, please go ahead and trouble my waters, for it's in the troubling waters that you will show yourself strong. Lord, I'm trusting you to do what you do best. Lord, I'm not worried about troubling waters. I'm not going to focus on the problems of this world. Lord, I'm going to focus on all of your many promises. Even now, Lord, I want to trust you, Father. I'm going to trust you still. I'm not worried about what it looks like. I'm not going to worry about what's going on in the world and the economy. I'm not going to worry about politics, Lord God. I'm going to trust you still. Trust you, God, even in the midst of everything. So instead of lying there waiting for your blessing to overtake you, start a praise party. You start that praise party. Begin to praise him from deep down within. And I guarantee you that you will see this praise from the inside will make its way to the outside. And what a party you will have. Go ahead, Lord. Trouble my waters, for I'm about to get my praise on. And all the angels in heaven will be praising God with me. Let me take you back to another period in time, to a place where Jesus was with his beloved disciples. John 14th chapter, the first and third verse says, and Jesus is speaking here, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And the third verse says, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. You see, my friends, Jesus has made a promise to us. He's gone away to prepare a place for us. And he promises to come again. For those who believe, of us who believe in him, he promises to come again and take us with him. During this time, Jesus had just finished having supper with his beloved disciples. He had just told Judas, who was to betray him, whatever you got to do, do it quickly. So now Jesus, knowing that his earthly time with with his disciples coming to an end, for Jesus knew he was headed to the cross, and he knew what was about to happen to him on Calvary. So here he was, preparing his disciples for his temporary separation. He was explaining to them that he had to go away, but that it was necessary in order for him to prepare a place for them. But you see, he didn't leave him like that. He said, I don't want you to worry. You see, he was trying to reassure them that it was already all right. And just as these words were meant to comfort and encourage his disciples when he knew he had to leave them, these very words are still words of comfort to us today. Words to ensure us, words to strengthen us, words to encourage us, especially during troubling times. Let not your heart be troubled. Words to live by. Jesus' words. God, our Heavenly Father, the creator of everything, the one who shaped the entire universe by simply speaking, let there be. The one who knew us even before we were born, even before we were placed in our mother's womb. One God who breathed the very life into us is saying to us today, he's saying to you and to me today, don't be troubled, my child. You see, he knows the world we live in is filled with so much sorrow, much turmoil, much suffering, much strife. And so he wants to reassure us, don't put your trust in the world system. Don't put your trust in what's going on around you. Don't even put your trust in your job or your family. Don't you worry about anything. He simply wants us to trust him. Yes, even now. There's an old song that said something like, when the earth all around me is seeking sand, on Christ the solid rock I stand, the solid rock, dependable, steady. In a world such as the one we live in today, we need to be sure we know what position God holds in our lives. So let me ask you this question. What is he to you? What is he to you? Psalms 27 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, David says, they stumbled and fell. David says, even the host shall encamp against me. My heart shall not fear. The war shall rise against me, and this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after. Let me ask you, my friend, can you say this? Do you seek the same things that David saw? Do you have the desire that you would dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of your life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple? Is that your prayer? Is that your desire? The fifth verse says, for in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, and the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. So even now, I want to encourage you, trust in the Lord, especially now. In times of trouble, are you trusting him to have you in his pavilion? What is he to you? Do you trust God in spite of your circumstances? You see, Psalms 139 lets us know that God knows everything about us, our words, our actions, our thoughts, our hopes, and our dreams. God knows about each and every one of us. He loves us and cares for us more than we will ever know. He loves you, my friend. And he simply wants you to trust him. For if you simply trust him, you will be encouraged by Jesus' words when Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in me. You know, Jesus knew that life wouldn't always be easy. He knew that life would always be filled with happy times. He knows that into each of our lives, a little rain must fall sometime. He knows that our road's going to get rough and rocky sometimes. And he knows that we won't always understand. Most of the time, we won't understand why certain things happen in our lives. And so here in these scriptures, even in his tender way, he wants to encourage us. He wants to strengthen us. He wants to comfort us. He wants to let us know through his son, Jesus Christ, that he cares for us and does not want our hearts to be troubled. So I want to encourage you tonight, don't be troubled. You see, Jesus wants you to know that there is safety and security in his arms. My friend, don't be troubled. Jesus wants you to know that there is comfort and serenity in his arms. He wants you to know that there is peace that surpasses all understanding, all wrapped up in his everlasting arms. So I'm here to encourage somebody tonight. No, I don't know what you're going through, but God does. He's asking you to trust him, to simply believe in him. He's saying, if you believe, for those of you who have already accepted God as your Savior, as Jesus as your Savior, God is saying, if you believe in God, my Father, Jesus is saying, if you believe in God, my Father, the very one who gave you life, the very one who searches you and knows your down city and your uprising, which is in Psalms 139, if you believe in God the Father, the very one who sent his only begotten son, Jesus, to die on the cross for your sins, if you believe in God Almighty, the very one who can calm the sea and make the winds cease, if you believe in God Almighty, the very one who can even make the lame walk and the blind see, then please take it one step further. Believe in me, his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus goes on to reassure us in John 14 that if you believe in him, if you just trust him, everything is going to be all right. So I'm here to encourage you tonight, my friend. Keep your eyes on Jesus, for everything is going to be all right. Sometimes it may appear that God is asleep when you are going through something. But how many know that our God, my God, never sleeps? He knows all things, for he's all-knowing, and he's an omnipotent God, and he's all-powerful. All we need to do is ask him to help us. We need to embrace the spirit of peace that he's already given us, even in the midst of the storm. But how many knows that sometimes, just sometimes, God wants us to go through the storm so that when we come out victorious and have a testimony, we'll have a testimony that will encourage somebody else. You see, if you never go through a test, you're never going to have a testimony. If you never go through tribulation, you'll never know what it feels like to experience triumph. If you never find yourself in a valley, you'll never know what it feels like to have mountaintop experiences, mountaintop victories. Let's go to Mark, the fourth chapter. Mark, the fourth chapter. You see, in this world, we're going to go through trials. We're going to go through tribulations. We're going to have some pain. But even now, trust in the Lord. In Mark, the fourth chapter, Jesus and his disciples started across the Sea of Galilee toward the eastern shore. Then suddenly a violent windstorm came up. Huge waves threatened to engulf the boat. And here, Jesus, the master, was asleep in the bottom of the boat. The disciples were amazed that he could sleep when they were so distressed. So Mark 4th chapter 35th verse says, and the same day when the evening was come, Jesus says to his disciples, let us pass over unto the other side. Let us pass over to the other side. Did they remember these words later when the ship began to toss and turn? Did they remember that Jesus said, let us pass over to the other side? Obviously not. Because if they did, and if they trusted in him, they wouldn't have begun to worry when the waters got a little rough. The 36th verse says, and when he had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he, Jesus, was in the hinderbar part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they go to awake him. They said, Master, cares not that we should perish? Do you sometimes find yourself in this situation? When you go through a trial that appears to surround you, do you get troubled by the fact that it may appear that Jesus is not even aware of your situation? Do you find yourself questioning God? God, where are you? And the 39th verse says, he arose and he rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased. And there was a great calm. When Jesus speaks, even the elements have to listen to him. What about you? Are you listening to him? Peace, be still. Were they listening when they first started out and their master, the very one who they had seen earlier, performed so many sorts of miracles? Were they listening when Jesus said, let us pass over to the other side? If you believe that God will keep you in perfect peace, if you keep your mind stayed on him, don't despair. Don't be troubled, my friend. He will keep you in perfect peace, even during your worst season, even during times such as these. Yes, there are seasons of happy times, and there are seasons of sad times. We've all been there, but through it all, Jesus has never left us. Jesus has never left you, my friend. Through it all, he just wants you to trust him, even now. Even now, just thinking about the different seasons, the good, the bad, the ugly, that perhaps this is what prompted a songwriter to step stop for a moment, to pause for a moment, put pen to paper, and write the words to this song. I've had many tears and sorrow. There have been many questions for tomorrow. There have been times when I felt so all alone. But in my lonely hours, yes, those precious lonely hours, Jesus lets me know that I'm his own. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in him. So I thank God for the mountains, and I thank God for the valley, and I thank God for the things he's brought me through. For it had not been for the problem, how would I know he could solve them? How would I know what faith in his word would do? Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in him. Through it all, I've learned to depend upon his word. That songwriter, those words he wrote years and years ago. I don't even know the author, but I know those words rang true today. Yes, for times such as the ones we're living in now, through it all, Jesus wants us to simply trust him, to believe him when he tells us that he would never, never leave us. Trust him when he says that he would never, never leave us, that he will bring us through. So even now, especially now, trust in the Lord. You see, we can take comfort in these words, for he is the Prince of Peace. Jesus tells us this. In John, the 16th chapter, in the 33rd verse, Jesus says, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So I want to encourage you today, tonight, just rest in him, for he is the God of peace. Just rest in him, just like a child rests in his father's arms, just like his father, a child rests in his mother's arms. You can rest in Jesus and be confident that, yes, he knows. He knows everything that's going on and he cares. Yes, in spite of sadness, in spite of a difficult season, remember, God is yet faithful. If Jesus said, I'll never leave you, even your darkest hour, you can rest on that promise. For God is a God who is faithful concerning his promises. When Jesus says, let not your heart be troubled, ye believe in God, believe also in me. God is not a God who can lie. He is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. God changes not, but praise God, he changes things. He changes things. So trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. All your ways, acknowledge him and let him direct your path. Yes, you can trust God even in the midst of everything that's going on. For his promises are true. Psalms 89th chapter in the 34th verse says, my covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that has gone out of my lips. Why is it so important to remember that he cannot break his promises? Why is it so important to remember that if he said he would never leave you, he can't? Why is it so important to remember that you can rest in him, that he will take care of you? Why is it so important to trust in him with all your heart, and not get so caught up and bogged down with the cares of this world? Because there is going to come a time, and that time is now, my friend, when all you'll be able to do is to truly depend on the word of God. There is coming a time, and that time is now, my friend, without a shadow of a doubt, it would be important to remember the words of the Lord. For in these last and evil days, many people are going to come and attempt to deceive God's people. Be not troubled. God is yet faithful and still with you. Matthew is the 24th verse, 24th chapter. Third verse says, after Jesus had finished talking about the scribes and the Pharisees and their many practices and hypocritic ways, Jesus' disciples came to him and asked him about the end times, when the end times would come and what things they should look for. And the third and the fourth and fifth verse, Jesus sets upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Nations shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. And 11th and 12th verse says, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. The 13th verse says, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached to all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. I thank God. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. See, yes, it's important to remember these words of comfort. Let not your heart be troubled, my friend. For if ever there was a time we needed to trust God, even now, it's now. That time is now. For even if now, even if there ever was a time we need to completely focus on God's promises and not our problems, that time is now, even now. For if ever there was a time we needed to cast down imaginations and everything that exalted itself against the word of God, that time is now, even now. If ever there was a time when we need to praise God, reprove us for who he is and for what he's already done, that time is now, even now. Even now, trust him, depend upon his word. Even now, you remember that God is yet faithful and true, and that his word is forever settled in heaven. So, my friend, even in the midst of troubling waters, that is, even in the midst of everything or whatever you may be going through right now, even in the midst of your heartache, and even in the midst of your pain, even in the midst of your season, even in the midst of your moment, you can rest assured. Although in your life, it might get cloudy sometimes, the sun is still shining. It's just hidden behind the clouds. Get this, the dark clouds will slowly separate and the sun will come through. For Jesus is always with you. He promised to never ever leave you. It doesn't matter if you don't feel his presence, he's still there. It doesn't matter if every once in a while you say you question him, he's still there. You know, he'll send a gentle tug at your spirit to remind you that he's still there. The tug is his Holy Spirit. This reminds me of a story I heard many, many years ago, and it goes something like this. A little boy was in the park flying his kite, and as the kite was going up and up and high, this kite came completely out of sight. But the little boy was happy. He was still just going round and round in circles, holding on to the string. A man comes along and just looks at the little boy and says, he looks at this little boy, he looks all around, and he sees the little boy outstretched with his arms. And the man says to the little boy, son, what are you doing? Well, the little boy replies, just so innocently, I'm flying my kite, sir. Well, the man looks up, and he sees nothing but clouds in the sky. And so he turns to the little boy and says, I don't see a kite. How do you know it's still there? Well, says the little boy, I know it's still there. I just know, for you see, every now and then, I feel a little tug in my hand. And so that lets me know that it ain't gone anywhere. It's still there. That tug was his reassurance that a kite was still way up there, even though he could not see it. And it gave him so much happiness. So you might not see that Jesus is still with you. Sometimes you might not feel like he's still with you. On occasion, you may think you're all alone, but every once in a while, you feel a tug at your heart, and you'll be reassured that you're not alone, that Jesus has not left you. For if you believe in him, his spirit will always remain. So can you say, regardless of the situation, yet will I trust him? Can you say, even in the midst of everything that's going on right now, even in the midst of this pandemic, I'm still going to trust him? And is his love and past miracles that he's performed in your life enough to sustain you? Will you truly trust in him and let him carry the load? When fear tries to overtake you, are you trusting in his word? Do you meditate on scriptures like Psalms 27 that says, the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? Be afraid. When worry tries to consume you, can you still trust in his word? Do you still believe that he is who he say he is? Can you say, even now, Lord, I'm going to trust you. Even now, Lord, I'm going to draw strength from you because you're the Alpha and the Maker, the beginning and the end. Are you drawing strength from Jesus' words today when he says to you, even now, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. When disturbing things come about in your life, you have two choices. You're either going to allow them to consume you and rob you of your joy, or you're going to rise above that situation. You're going to believe in the word of God. You're going to wait upon the Lord, and you're going to live a victorious life. David says in Psalms 34, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. Can you keep a praise song in your mouth so that when trouble rises, you can say confidently, as David says, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. What will you do? See, that's a choice you and only you can make. When trouble comes into your life, and will you be confident and believe the report of the Lord? My friend, I'm just here to encourage you tonight. Don't be troubled. Just trust him. Even now, trust in him. Even now, trust in him. Get rid of the anxiety and the stress. It's not complicated when you cast your cares on him. For Jesus says in Matthew, the 11th chapter, the 28th and 30th verse, he says to all of us, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke, says Jesus, is easy, and my burden is light. My burden is light. So take your burden unto the Lord and leave them there. You'll find rest. Leave them there. You see, Jesus knows life isn't easy for us. He knows we're going to get weary sometime. So that's why he told us to cast our cares upon him. He knows when, even before it happens, he knows sometimes the road's going to get pretty rough and the hills are going to sometimes get hard to climb. He knows when we think we've gotten to the end of our rope. He knows this, and therefore he has made a provision for us. He says, if you come to me, I will carry your burden. I will carry your burden, your load, and you can rest. Now get this, he doesn't stop there. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. This means to enter into submission to his will, to turn over control of your life from your hands to his hands, from your hands to his hands. Jesus wants to guide you. He wants to be your friend. He knows when there's danger lurking down the road, around the bend. So he's telling you to take my yoke upon you and learn of me, and learn of me. As I come to a close, I just want to encourage you, trust in him even now. Trust in him even now. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe in God. Trust him because he knows what's best for you. So the next time you're faced with a situation that seems impossible for you to handle, don't. Just shrug your shoulders and say, I don't have to handle this. My shoulders are not bigger than my father's. Just trust God. Let go and let God. So the next time you think you're about to get a little worn down, a little weary, a little distressed, don't. Just trust your shoulders. Shrug your shoulders back and say, I don't have to handle this one. The sparrow has nothing on me. The next time and the next time and the next time. Don't. Just hold your head up high and say, I don't have to handle this. Jesus told me to cast it upon him. Don't you fret, my friend. Don't you worry. God is yet faithful. Trust him, for he will bring you through. Trust him even in situations where you don't know how you're going to make it through, but you know who's going to bring you through. Regardless of your circumstances, trust God. Regardless of your circumstances, trust God. When Jesus asked you today, will you be made whole? Will you be made whole, just like he did to that man by the pool, by the water? Don't ponder that question. Don't make excuses. Just trust him and marvel at his response. Rise, take up your bed and walk. For remember, you walk by faith and not by sight. Your circumstances may seem like it's going to never end, but trust God during these troubling times. Trust God. Now, some of you may not have accepted Christ as your Savior. So a lot of what I've said may seem foreign to you. And I could not close this message without giving you an opportunity to know Jesus, personally know Jesus as your Savior right now. For you can be made whole by accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior right at this very moment. So if you're not saved, if you're not repented of your sins and accepted Christ, Jesus Christ, into your heart, if you are not 100% sure that you will spend eternity in heaven, I want you to listen very closely. Nobody can save you but Jesus today. There is only one way to God, and that's through his son, Jesus Christ. John 14th chapter and the 6th verse, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Acts 4th chapter and the 12th verse says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Are you saved today, my friend? Are you born again? Have you made the confession that Jesus Christ is Lord? Very important step. Very important to do this, for with everything that's going on, you don't want to leave life without doing this. Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So the first thing you need to do is admit that you are a sinner. Admit that you are a sinner. For Romans 3:10 lets us know that as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Doesn't matter how good a life you think you have lived, there is none written, none righteous, no, not one. The second thing you need to be willing to do is turn from sin, that is to repent. And the third thing you need to do is believe that Jesus Christ died for you, that he was buried and he rose from the dead. For Romans 10:10 says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Through prayer, even right now, you can invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. For Romans 10:13, the Word of God says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I thank God I'm a whosoever. What about you? I thank God that we are a whosoever. So what to pray? Right now, with a clear heart and sincere heart, you can pray this prayer. Repeat this after me right now. If you have not made Jesus Christ your Savior, if you do not have a personal relationship with him right now, and you want to renew that, you want to make that right, here's what to pray. And repeat after me. Dear God, I'm a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his precious blood and died for my sin. I am willing, Lord, to turn from sin. I now invite Christ to come into my heart and life as my personal Savior. And I believe that he's done that. Praise God. If you did that, if you repeated those words after me, if you repeated that prayer after me, if you trusted Jesus as your personal Savior, guess what? Angels in heaven are rejoicing with you right now, for you have just begun a wonderful new life with him. Amen. A wonderful new life with him. And I rejoice with you right now. This is what it's all about. This is what it's all about, my friend. Now you're not only my friend, you're my brother or you're my sister. And I thank God for you. Read your Bible daily to get to know Jesus Christ. Talk to God daily in prayer. Talk to him daily in prayer. And when the time is right, get baptized, worship and fellowship and serve other Christians in a local church where Christ is preached. And the Bible is the final authority. And the Bible is the final authority. And tell others about Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. I hope these words have been encouraging to you tonight. And I hope you hold them dear to your heart, to that even now, trust in the Lord. Lord, we thank you, Father, as we go in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your word. I thank you, Father, the soul, Lord God, that has just come to you. I thank you, Lord God, the angels are rejoicing right now. I thank you, Father, for your word that has gone forth, Lord God, that is not returning to you empty-handed, Lord God, that it has gone out and accomplished that which you have accomplished. Now, Lord, I ask you, Lord, to seal it right now, Father. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that you've already done that, Father. And I thank you, Lord God, that every ear that's heard, Lord God, every heart that's been opened up, Lord God, to receive this, Lord, will not keep these words to this message to themselves, but will share it with somebody else, that there is good news, that Jesus said he'd never leave us and never leave us alone, never forsake us. That's good news. I thank you, Father, for giving me an opportunity, Lord God, to be a vessel that you can use even during these tiring times, Lord. I thank you, Father, and I give you the honor, glory, and praise right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. Amen. And amen. Well, go in peace. No one trusts and believes that your best days are ahead. The best is still yet to come. And Jesus is always with you, always abiding with you. You abide in him, stay with him, be encouraged, and know that even now, Proverbs 3rd chapter is real. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. God bless you, my friend.